Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Tell me about this police report. What went down in your words? So you go to court. The lawyers tell you, like, have to get clean. What was the moment for you where you were like, fuck this, what's your life? I'm gonna do it. Get clean.
I mean, my head cleared a little bit. Obviously, it takes a long time. I knew well enough that I was just like, no, not going back. Can't go back. Probably die if I go back. There's so much more to it than just stopping using a substance. You, like, especially if you've been in active addiction for a really long time, you're not going to undo that in 7 days. So you got to give yourself time.
I look at this photo again of me and I see a monster. I see a monster. Why did you want to be with something that looks like that?
It looks like you would use and then like hit up McDonald's for like 2 Big Macs and like one of those 3-pack of cookies.
Yeah, welcome back to You Never Know. Got Big A back here. And just for a little recap, you know, we kind of talked about how we met. Definitely a lot of drug talk, how crazy we used to be. I know you said a little bit of your story.
A little bit.
But not much. And I was wondering if, because then I'm going to go into more like everything we've been through and where we're at now.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of a fucking miracle that I made it, you made it, we have our teeth, our life, all that. So, you know, you left me, you went to Worcester, you got more, you were doing more.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about what life was like for you.
So life in Worcester, it was crazy and chaotic all the time. You know, I went out there because I basically needed more drugs, but that also came with like selling more and getting more involved with that just because of the people that I was hanging around with. And that's pretty much what my life revolved around, was packaging things, seeing people, you know, having phones all the time. Everybody's calling you 24/7. I was in my car like 80% of the time, probably, whether I was waiting or meeting people. I would like sit around and wait for people for hours a day.
Okay. I'm gonna call a lie on that, because you turned into the one that we hated
I was waiting on people so I could go see more people.
Oh.
That's what I ended up doing, is like I would be waiting to get more so that I could go and see people that were calling me, and I would just be sitting in a parking lot for like 4 hours waiting for literally just someone to come downstairs. Yeah. And then I was really slow because of that all the time. Plus I got lazy at one point too, but it's exhausting seeing people all the time. But that's all my life revolved around. And that, like, the selling just increased, like the amount that we were moving, I guess, just steadily got bigger. And I like think about it now and I'm just like, who the fuck did I think I was? What did I think I was doing? I said it last time we talked too, but it's like I was around people that I had no business being around. I'm like a tiny little white girl from Sudbury. You know what I mean? Like, I had no business being around these people and doing what I was doing. So I did that for like 3 years, pretty much. And then I ended
Did you have another Did you have a job? Were you in school? What was?
No. So while Jake and I were together, I got a massage therapy license. I was like kind of doing that for a little while. When I first moved out to Worcester, I was working, I think, Wayland.
Westboro.
I think it was Wayland. So I would drive from Worcester to Wayland, but that didn't last very long. So well, pretty much,
your life was just...
It was...
copious amounts of cash. Why would you bother?
Right. Why am I going to drive all the way from Worcester out to wherever it was? Wayland didn't last very long. Selling became my whole life, my whole job.
So it was just like counting cash, making little 40 bags, like all day long, driving around. Three phones, I assume, or five or 10?
Two or three.
And they were just chirping all day long.
All day long. And the dog used to take the phone and go under the bed with it. So like I would wake up and not know where my phone was and it's under the bed with the dog and I'm gonna have like all these missed calls. No good.
What did you tell your like family you were doing?
For a while I told my family that I was still working, that I like was doing massage out at a Massage Envy or something that was out in Westboro, I think, on Route 9. They found out who I was hanging out with very quickly because of family, Jake, friends who were like concerned. As soon as I moved to Worcester, my family got pretty concerned. They're like, what? Because I just like up and left.
And I don't really like being a snitch, but you were in deep, girl.
I know. My parents saw a certain police report and they were like, what is going on? We need to get you out of here. And you know, they tried, but I wasn't ready to do anything like that. So I ended up right back out in Worcester.
So before we get to the police report, what did this like do to your drug use? Like, I know that we were using heavy, but I can imagine it just went up and up and up, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was just constant because I had access to pretty much as I wanted or as much as I needed. So, yeah, my use went way up.
Smoking that shit all day?
Ugh, yeah. Makes me cringe now.
All right, so you're doing that. Tell me about, like, this police report. What went down in your words? Like,
when I got arrested?
Yeah.
So I was supposed to go and drop something off in New York later. This was Labor Day weekend. So I was like running around seeing people. I had one person left to see, and then I was supposed to go to New York for the weekend. And I was impatient. Traffic was starting. I was in a hurry. So where was I? I was in Auburn somewhere, and like an 18-wheeler pulled out in front of me and I was pissed because he was slow. So I kind of crossed the yellow line. I was driving like an asshole, crossed the yellow line and like was going to go past him and then saw that there was a cop. So I went back in my lane, but I got pulled over. And the car wasn't mine. I didn't really know whose name it was in. So he's like, license and registration. I'm like, here you go. I'm like shaking. I'm like, you know, not doing so great. It's also like 90 degrees. It was sweltering hot. So I'm sweating. It was terrible.
What year was it?
2018.
So I'm like dying. Definitely. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I had no idea probably where you were at this point in time.
Yeah.
Honestly, no idea. So I got taken out of the car. They searched the car. Obviously, they found...
Why did they get taken out? Was it just
because they were just suspicious of me. And they saw a black, like, plastic bag, like, shopping bag on the front seat. And they just thought I was sketchy. Like, I didn't know whose car it was. They're like,
is that where you kept the weapons?
Yeah.
In that black bag?
All the weapons. No, that's where I kept the drugs. It was very silly. I was, like, so careless, too. Just so the
drugs weren't in the trunk. They were in the front seat.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they were in the front seat. Careless. Didn't care.
Like, not just personal use.
No. Nope. Everything that I was supposed to be dropping off. So, yeah. Got taken out of the car. Car got searched. Obviously, they found what they needed to find. and it was like 100 baggies, I think. And they weighed it out to 67 grams. So that sucked. I was in a holding cell for like 5 days because it was Labor Day weekend. And my bail was really, really high. And nobody could get me out. Nobody could get me out until Tuesday.
What was the charge? Do you remember?
It was a trafficking charge at that point.
It was what it sounds like was going on.
Surprise. Surprise. Yeah.
It's a traffic. Oh, speeding ticket.
I don't even think I got any traffic charges. I didn't get lanes violations, nothing. Nothing. They were like, get that. We don't care about that.
It's probably a little irrelevant when
Yeah.
Can you say, you don't have to say what bail was if you don't want to. And I can cut this, but like what?
It was 50,000. It's 50 grand.
Oh, damn.
And I don't know why. Maybe we'll cut this after, but I don't even know why it was that high because I really didn't have any priors. And I'm also like a little white girl. I'm not like running away. I don't know. It was very high. They told me that and I threw my fucking, I was in like a little black dress because it was hot as shit. And a pair of like heels, like wedges. And I had them in the cell with me and they told me that and I chucked them against the wall and they were like, so we're going to take your shoes from you now. I was in there for 5 days. It was fucking awful.
Adrian, you've always like, you know, when I was going through that thing in Kensington, Philadelphia, you don't like taking shit from police. You're like, oh, hell no.
They're assholes. Sometimes they're just like,
it's kind of their job.
I know, but you just like don't need to treat people that way. Plus, I think my points were valid in Kensington. They got their white boy for the day and they were happy.
Okay. So 5 days.
5 days.
You went through.
So, but wait, Jake, did you know that it was, did you know bail was that, her bail was that amount of money?
Of course. I mean, this is like she was like, you know. Like got caught with a joint. It's like when you're trafficking, like
I'm sure
I just lucky she got bail. Like, what do you mean?
I have no priors though. I was pissed. I was bullshit.
They don't give a shit when you're trafficking heroin. They're like,
in the scheme of things, it wasn't that much.
I mean, you're like, yeah. And that's why
I hate thinking about it now because I'm like, what the fuck?
So this is why I like went to your parents' house and had this conversation because I'm like, I know exactly like the business model of what these people do. They're like, oh, let's get that little white girl to pick up whatever we need moved from A to B. Perfect. Well,
he was with me actually for a lot of it too, but.
Yeah, I know. But he's like, great, she'll be the driver. And I got seven false identities. And even if I get hemmed up, I'll be out in 2 days.
It always amazes me that he got arrested under two separate names and in Worcester, and they never put the two cases together.
They buy social security numbers.
I know, but you get your fingerprints taken now. You get your fingerprints taken.
Photos. Yeah. You'd think it would like flag something. And in 2018 or whatever.
So I'm like, how do you guys not know that?
This is the part of the problem with bureaucracy and multiple faceted agencies where they really don't. Anyway. Okay.
We're going way far left.
So you get out. Uh-huh. On bail, eventually, yeah. Who bailed you out?
My amazing parents bailed me out.
It's nice of
them so much.
And what did they say when you walked out of the jail? And I'm sure you were sick as fuck.
I was so sick, and the holding cell in the courthouse was frigid. Like, I don't know what they were trying to do to us, but it was so cold and I was sick and I had a dress on. That's all I had on. It was terrible. Yeah.
They want you to get pneumonia, so you just start talking.
And I was like the end of the day too, like 3:45. I was worried that I wasn't going to be seen or that the bail office was going to close before my parents could get to them and I was going to have to go out to like Chicopee for the night. And then I'm like, I fucking can't do another night. But I got out and I really don't even remember what my parents said. We had to go back to the Auburn police station to get like my other bag, which they also left a baggie in my wallet. And I was overjoyed to find it because I was so fucking sick. So I was getting high in the police station bathroom while they were going downstairs to get my other belongings. It was fucking terrible, dude. Yeah, then I went back to my apartment and showered and got some stuff and went to my parents for a few days.
Still using, though.
Yeah, definitely still using. Definitely still using. I had more when I got back to the apartment. I was getting high when I was taking a shower. Yeah.
And in that time frame, was there anything in your mind that was like, time for me to like get clean and like not do this bullshit anymore? Or were you just like, I can't wait to get back to work. Fuck this bullshit. Thanks, mom and dad, for the $50K bail.
My brain like didn't work that way, I don't think, at that point in time. I don't really remember like freaking out for a little while. And then eventually I did. But like right afterwards, I was so focused on feeling better that I didn't think about any of the consequences. After that, I mean, yeah, I didn't really think about stopping, but I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? How am I going to get out of this one? But stopping and going and getting clean wasn't really on my mind. Eventually, I got like lawyers and they told me that that's basically what I had to do, but I didn't do it for a fair amount of time, a couple months. It was a couple months.
So you were like on probation during this time? Right?
Yeah, kind of. If I got in any more trouble, I'd just go back. I'd go to jail.
Yep. And you were, were you dealing still?
Yeah, I was doing exactly what I was doing before. I was at my parents' for like a few days, but yeah, when I went back to Worcester, I went right back to everything that I was doing.
Was mom and dad kind of like, don't get more trouble because I like my $50,000 back?
Yes, they were, but there wasn't really much that they could do.
We gotta get Mama Kel in this pod. I want to hear what she was thinking during this.
She probably remembers way more than I do.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna reach out.
I don't know if she'll do it, but
she kind of loves me, so maybe she will. I just want a few sound bites of what's going on in her mind during this time frame.
But yeah, I mean, I like when it comes to did I like realize any impact on my parents at this point? Not really. You don't really see the impact that like your addiction and the shit that you're doing has on your family.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. So like real quick, we're jumping around, but like, so you go to court, the lawyers tell you like, have to get clean. What was the moment for you where you were like, fuck this, what's their life? I'm gonna do it. Get clean.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
That moment didn't come for me until I was like in treatment for a little while.
Tell me how you went to treatment. How did that start?
I went to satisfy court, basically. I didn't really have any intention of going through with it or being there for very long. I was like, I'm going to go do detox and like my 30-day program and I'll be back. So I went. I actually went on your birthday. I don't know if you ever knew that. I went.
What year?
October 31st, 2018. So my clean date is November 1st of 2018.
I mean,
I don't know if I ever told you that I went in on your birthday.
Here's to that, first of all.
Kind of a weird thing.
Fitting with the stars aligning in the universe and all that.
I specifically remember being like, I'm not going until after my birthday, which is the beginning of October. And I didn't want to go before my birthday because I obviously wanted to be fucked up for my birthday, because who doesn't?
Yeah, I'm getting fucked up and then we'll talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I knew it was getting towards the end. But yeah, October 31st.
So you went to Satisfy Court, kind of like do my 30 days, get back to it. But did something happen during treatment?
Not necessarily. I just kind of, like, my head cleared a little bit and I kind of started actually thinking somewhat normally again. And I knew that I didn't want to go back to what I was doing. It scared me to go back to what I was doing. You know what I mean? Like, the dealing part was really bad. The relationship that I was in was fucking terrible. And it scared me. It scared me to go back at a point.
Yeah. I'm just curious. How many days did it take for your head to start, like, thinking in a new, clear way?
It was at least 4 weeks. I was in detox for a week, and I made the decision to, like, not go back to Worcester and to, like, get rid of the apartment and everything 3 weeks into the 30-day program. So, yeah, it was, like, a month. And I mean, my head cleared a little bit. Obviously, it takes a long time. I knew well enough that I was just like, no, not going back. Can't go back. Probably die if I go back.
It's really interesting to think. I think about all the times we got dope sick together in our nice apartment. We could turn on the AC, like, you know, detox it out. We both had an intent to, but we get to like day five of torture and we'd be like, one of us is like, all right, I can't take it, right? Mm-hmm. But it's interesting because I think you're right. I think it's like week three is when that like shift happens.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. And that was a point that really changed the trajectory of your life. You know, it could have gone a variety of ways. And and I know we haven't got there yet, but you like are RN, you've managed a sober home, you really like turned it around similar but different to the way I have turned things around. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what is your advice for someone like, you know, I'm sure there's advice for someone who's still on the street dealing, using, but like someone that has the want and then gets like day five, day six, and like jumps back. Like, what's your advice for those people?
Give yourself some time. Give yourself the opportunity to change something in your life. People want it to be this like, oh, after, you know, 7 days, I'm cured in detox. There's so much more to it than just stopping using a substance. Especially if you've been in active addiction for a really long time, you're not going to undo that in 7 days. So you got to give yourself time. You need some extra support and be gentle with yourself because it's difficult and it sucks, but it's worth it. And a lot of people, you know, I work in substance abuse now, so obviously I see a lot of people come in who just like don't realize that they are worth like the time and energy to like allow themselves to get better. They're worth that time. You know, everybody wants to take care of everybody else, but can't take care of yourself.
And you and I know better than most how hard it is, like day 7, day 10, day 4, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like when you say that, I'm like, totally, like,
you gotta give yourself time.
And it's so hard. Like, I put myself back in that situation. And it's like, I don't think there's anything anyone could have said to me. And like, I'm somebody that gives addiction talks. And like, I had heard my story, someone saying it, and I'd be like, dude, but the sickness is so fucking bad. And I just and so like, that's what makes this like opiate shit so hard. But what you're saying, like, I totally agree with. I just like, I wish it was a better thing, you know, a better thing to say than that. Because it is true.
You want everything like immediately. You don't have a pause. You can't wait for anything. And once that like thought enters your mind again of wanting to get high, you're impulsive and you just go. You know, you got to give yourself time. You got to get away from things.
Yeah.
And the other thing, can afford to do that too, and it's hard.
Yeah. And the other thing is like, you could even say to someone like, but you don't understand, like, you will die if you keep doing this. And like, I'd be like, okay, but like, the way I'm feeling, like, sure, shoot me in the head, it'd be better.
Yeah. People have died multiple times and they come right back and they got it, you know, they're using immediately after again.
You and I never experienced an overdose.
Very thankfully, we never experienced it.
Yeah, probably because we just smoked.
The drugs are
it.
So different now, though. People overdose.
Yeah, yeah.
Much.
But like, no. For what you're saying, it's like I know these people who've been Narcan, or know of these people who have been Narcan like 18 times, and they still go back. And it's crazy. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. Addiction is so. It's like so crazy. There's no logic.
All right. Well, is that what you do now for, like, is that what you went to school for?
So I have an LPN right now and I'm working on getting my RN. I just finished school for that, but I work in a detox. I work in substance abuse and I just chose that because I like it. I like the work. It's challenging. I like it though.
I just want to congratulate you for like going from that to going through a treatment, to managing a sober home, to working in a detox, becoming an LPN, to becoming an RN, and like, it's fucking amazing. Our stories are so different, but like, it's so crazy how we were together for so long. Mm-hmm. We like used, we hustled, we were like, in some ways, the worst of the worst. Yeah, we didn't use needles, but so what? Yeah. Like, and then like we had these different paths, we both kind of like rebuilt our lives and now we are where we are.
It is crazy. It's wild to think about it, honestly. Sometimes I'm like, how did I even get here? But
I had that thought.
I bet you have. I bet you had that thought two, three times. Sometimes I wonder how you got to where you are too. I'm like, damn, dude, because it's crazy. It's a crazy story. Like, it's just a lot. It's a lot.
I'm gonna say cheers to you, Adrian, with my cold brew.
There we go.
I mean, cheers. Cheers, virtual.
A Gatorade, a cold brew, and a Yeti. Cheers.
Look at that.
Can knock somebody out with this thing.
Clearly. This podcast is being recorded in the morning for those of you watching our video.
It's not morning anymore.
Well, they don't fucking know.
It is the afternoon and it's a Wednesday and we all have, we have normal lives. Mm-hmm. So,
well,
I was at the beach all morning. It was lovely.
Damn.
But really, congrats. And now we can move on. And I just want to, it was a lot of crazy drug talk, part one. And like,
it's cool to see what comes after.
I don't want people thinking that's just what we are.
No, it's cool to see. And hopefully, like, you know, I mean, Jake, I'm sure Adrian, yours is the same. Like, y'all's, it seems like a large part of your mission goal is to like help other people hopefully get out of it and inspire people and et cetera, et cetera. And so you guys are on the other side and doing the right thing. It's dope.
It's crazy. Yeah. We're both still alive. It's wild.
Wild. And I'll say it again. Oh, we have teeth. That is so wild.
We have teeth. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think I said?
I thought you said Keith, and I was like, why is he gritting his teeth and saying Keith? Never mind.
Oh, I thought you said Keith. Yes, I smoked a lot of Keith.
We did.
Is that, on like, your friends, do they not have teeth?
Just a lot of addicts in general don't have a lot of teeth. That's like, I don't know why. I always like brushing my teeth.
Why, Adrian? Because we cared about oral health. Like, we weren't fucking nuts. Like, we brushed our teeth. we didn't nod out much. I definitely saw you nod out more than me. But, like, definitely. You would brush your teeth even if you're nodding out. You'd be like, gotta brush your teeth.
Gotta go brush my teeth. Always.
So, yeah, shout out oral health.
It's important.
For those active.
You want... Jake, is this a good? Should I pull up a couple of pictures of you guys from back in the day?
I mean, yeah. Oh
God,
let's show that.
Great.
So then you can see the teeth before and after.
I mean, are they?
They're intact.
I mean, mine look pretty good. No braces either.
Oh, I had braces when I was little.
And not to mention, I went through like this locked-in, paralyzed state. The fact that I've teethed with both things is what.
Unfortunately, oral care.
Pretty good, you know?
Oh, wow. Where did that one come from?
Your cousin sent this to me recently, and I was like, holy shit. Do you know where this is? I have a memory of this day.
Skiing, Sunday River?
Nope. But I'll give you one more guess and then I'll tell you.
Where else? I remember other pictures from this vacation, I think. There's a picture of me and my mom and my dad. I don't remember where we were skiing, though.
Mount Tremblant in Canada.
Oh, never mind. Not the same ski trip. Wow.
Yeah, 2013. We look kind of happy.
Yeah.
You look healthy. I look like a monster.
You look kind of healthy. Like, you look healthy.
I look like a baby. Yeah. I also look stoned.
Adrian, do you remember we brought 10 grams of heroin across the border? We were high the whole time.
Yep.
Damn.
Healthy, high.
Happy.
Enjoying life.
Skiing.
Let's you got more for us?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Where was that? Adele was there with us for this.
Oh, I don't remember where this was. I see I got my phone in quick by so I could slang a bag or two, which is the case.
What year was that? That was a long time ago.
I don't know. Justin, do I look healthy?
It looks like you would use and then like hit up McDonald's for... like two Big Macs and like one of those three pack of cookies, which is not good. But
I think I had 45 pounds in my face.
Yep.
Look at this. Look at this little styling setup too.
Styling.
Wait, what are you zooming in on? The cigarette or the phone or my
both.
Hand?
Both. Just the combo. Just like how comfortable that looks in your, you know, you're just, that's it.
It's natural.
Well,
position.
Adrian, how many cigarettes do you think I smoked today in this time period?
Lots.
30 a day, probably?
Maybe a pack to a pack and a half, probably.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Adrian, I look at this photo again of me and I see a monster. I see a monster. Why did you want to be with something that looks like that?
I don't ever think those thoughts crossed my mind, Jake. That's not, and you don't look like a monster. You're just giving the camera a real dead stare right there. The other one, you didn't look like a monster at all.
No, he's a monster in this one. He's a monster.
Just a bad shot.
A fucking monster.
It's just a bad shot.
It can be a bad shot. Looks like a monster. It's fine. And,
big boy. I look like Shrek.
Big boy handle. Let's go.
It's not only big, it's the whole thing. It's like, Jesus Christ.
It's a rough time.
I mean, but internally, I'm like, I'm the fucking man. Oh, man.
I wish I knew what year that was.
Yeah.
I have to look. You
brought up that Adele was there. Did Adele take that photo?
Yeah, definitely. And then there's a photo somewhere else of me and Adele. And I wish I still had that sweatshirt.
Why am I wearing a sports skirt?
We were out in Boston somewhere for something.
I did, you know, Justin, you called out, like, did you always wear collared shirts? And I did, like, no. When I was chilling, I was chilling. But when we were going out, I like getting dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm way too lazy for that shit. I hate it.
It's not very comfortable.
No.
Definitely not comfortable.
Okay. That was a blast from the past there. Yeah. Fucking monster. How do you like my hair now compared to then?
To then? I mean, I always liked the flowy hair, but...
Oh, that's why you liked me.
Yes, just because of that. Purely because of flowy hair. Yeah.
Okay. I want to move on. I want to move on.
Okay.
I want to talk about Ellen.
Night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,